This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another The Home episode of The Podcast. My name is Ethan Schitzer, the host of this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Back in the top square. Got a little better internet speed today. Goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
I'm just here so I don't get fired. Just kidding. What's up, boys? I'm ready to cast. Feel like we're all back feeling the energy tonight. Let's go.
All right, down there, getting the studio all set up. Recording in progress, as always. We got it. Matt, Connor, the producer, MCTT. What's up, man?
Hey, Ted, watching the very first Kraken game on mute.
Yeah, I got mine to volume. I should turn it down so I don't keep.
Oh, that wasn't a passive aggressive thing. I couldn't hear it. I don't know if the mic was picking it up or not, but yeah. Just painting the picture over here.
Good to hear you guys are focused. That's the most important thing.
Oh, man. The first thing I will bring up is, sometimes it's fun to have a little action on Cobb and bust his balls. Everybody I've talked to asked me one question. Why the fuck did he go Costco hot dog at a fast food draft? I'm like, look, I told him it was don't overthink it. He overthought it.
Dude, all right. In hindsight, that was a mistake. Okay. But I know we sound cool and confident on this thing, but I get nervous, dude. And I I feel like I'm deep in the fast food game. I wanted to come at it a little different and have some sort of crazy winning item. I will say, I still think that's the best value in America, but price was not even a factor. Like, we could have been talking about McGriddles and like crazy exotic items. And I don't know, man, some days you just miss the mark, boys. I don't know what to tell you. I feel like that's going to take me a long time to live down.
Oh, it is. Like seriously, my brother and Will, they were like, what's with the Costco hot dog? Like, hey, man, I tried to just be like, don't overthink it. Let's just pick fast food items.
You get the drink for free.
Right. I mean, Ted, you did give us the heads up like a week before, but Cobb still seemed a little caught off guard.
Dude, I was flailing, man. Because there's so many like promotional items too that you're like, all right, do I do like that double decker taco that they did for a second, or like that other pizza, the Bigfoot pizza I was talking about? Like, I don't know.
Well, that's stuffy crust. Do you go flash in the pan? I was like, I don't know, man. I think you just got to go with the basics. That's why I went McDonald's French fries. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, that's just like a solid earner, you know.
All right. So I will tell a quick story or two from, I went to Milwaukee this weekend.
Yeah.
First of all, if anybody's from Milwaukee, I don't know why, but 80% of the people we met were like, yeah, we're just here visiting Milwaukee. And they went, why? It's like, you guys aren't really building up your town or your city that much by asking us why we're there. Like, just be like, oh, cool. Like, if you're visiting Seattle, I'd be like, oh, you're going to the market? You're doing this or that? Like, oh, no, Seattle's a fun town. Enjoy it. I swear to God, 80% of people. Why?
D- Dude, that's hilarious. Wait, before you went, you were saying that the reputation amongst people who know is that that town drinks really hard. Was that, I mean, do they live up to, was that accurate?
Yeah, because everybody seemed to love us, and we were drinking beer or drinking at a good pace. I mean, we went to one place in, Kelly's. So if you're going to go to a Brewers game, I highly recommend Kelly's. It's like a giant, it's like three homes that like they've just like cleaned out. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like three like row houses together that are one giant bar. So then we went next door, and this Kelly guy, he owns the bar next door too. It's like his nicer version of his bars. So we meet a couple. They're telling us they had their engagement or their wedding party there. We're like, that's awesome. We're like, we were next door, and we're just talking about how much we love the bar. And then they're like, that's Kelly. Kelly comes over and he's like, oh yeah, you guys like it? You guys drink whiskey? We're like, yeah. And he's like, load up the shots. I'm like, okay.
Wow. How old is Kelly?
Right. Kelly was probably like 55.
Oh, so he's like seasoned. Like this is his jam.
Oh yeah. And the Brewers, I mean, unfortunately they're out of the playoffs now as of today, but on Saturday it's game two. First pitch is like 5 o'clock. It's like 75 degrees, like beautiful out. So, I mean, the Brew Crew was in full effect. I started referring to us as the Brew Crew. People were like, you going to the game? Like, no. We just like to drink beer.
Dude, I love that.
I would also say
that'd be weird to be sitting amongst Brewers fans, like in the jerseys and everything, you know, like that's just a real different look.
Yeah. But also it's like, it's fun always being kind of the exotic people there. Right. Cause we weren't there for a bachelor party. We weren't going to the game. And then it's like two guys are from Maryland and two guys from Seattle. So like, well, and granted, all four of us are pretty personal people, but I mean, people were eating it up. Like
you guys were like the hot chick at the party, man. You were rare and exotic.
It was, and dude, I forget, like with all the crazy all the crazy stuff I do, like it helps out. Like the first night I had tailgated the Seahawks game the night before, the first night at the German pub or the German beer hall, which was awesome. I highly recommend it. I was not good at Hammerschlagen. You guys ever played this game?
Wüchten bin Hammerschlagen. I've never heard of it.
Nope.
All right. So they have like a stump in the back and you pay for nails and then there's like a hammer. Right. And you just drive it in a little bit. And then the game is with one hand, you got to keep hitting it. And like whoever drives it into the stump flush first wins.
Whoa.
Yeah. And like usually it's like attached to the thing. The guy was like, ah, you guys seem fine. You can just have the hammer. It's like, I was so wasted. I'm like hitting it on the side. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm like, can we get a giant pretzel? I need to eat something.
Dude, that's awesome. I love that. Dude, you're like the perfect person for games like that. Hammerschlagen. Dude, that's rad. Wait, so is it a big hammer? Is it like a standard kind of, you know, like drywall hammer? Or is this thing like, you know, one of those like carnival fair hammers?
It's kind of more like a steel mallet.
So it's like comically big.
I mean, like, you know, like a foot tall. So, I mean, but I'm just saying it's, you know, like a mallet, like that size. So not like comically big. You got to lift it over your shoulder, but it's a little dangerous too. I mean, I'm just missing left and right. The damn nails bending over like it's been drinking whiskey all night. I mean, it was just.
Dude, I just want to say as a former day laborer, there are construction workers listening right now who are so annoyed that you were trying to hit a nail in with a mallet. Hey, so I feel you guys. Don't yell into your phone.
That's fair.
Don't email us.
But also, I'm pretty sure part of the playing this game is that, on the other hand, you're holding a liter of beer.
Oh, I love that.
But, yeah, and then, like, when we were at the beer hall, we were like, let's get some shots. And they're like, you got to take it out of the shot ski. Like, oh, okay, here we go. So every time we wanted to get a shot, you had to, like, do a shot ski. I mean, there's a lot of German roots, thus all the beer.
Dude, I love that, man. That sounds awesome. It's fun when, like, you go somewhere and they have, like, their own little, like, local traditions to kind of do their own thing.
Yeah. Definitely a Bloody Mary town. I'm not the biggest Bloody Mary guy, but everywhere you go is, like, the best Bloody Mary you've had. Like, different vodka. I had one that had horseradish-infused vodka. So, I mean, that cleans the senses, woke you up in the morning.
Wow.
Also, you guys, I'm a little older than you guys. Tell me if you get this joke. Our waitress at the brunch place is like 22, 23, right? And her name's Carter. So then we go, hey, were your parents big Jay-Z fans? Mm-hmm. She's like, what? Because I'm like,
I get
like,
that.
Right. We're like, his name is Sean Carter. She's yeah. like, oh. And she goes, and she's holding a tray of three waters. And she goes, I don't know, guys. Like, I'm not really awake yet. And with that, turns and drops a whole tray of water. I mean, it was like comical, like, oh, man.
Wow. You know, she like, you know, as like anybody who's worked in food service, like she's laying in her bed just thinking about that, like, God dang it.
Just, you
know,
put like, that anywhere.
The replay. Yeah, exactly. Just put that anywhere. Or I love the job opening.
But I mean, she was right next to us, so we couldn't talk too much shit. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, dude. Yeah, everybody's in there.
Yeah, outside of people being a little weirded out that like they're just like, why are you here? But honestly, like if you like to drink beers, go to that town. Like it was a good time. We went to the lakefront. I think it's Lakefront Brewing, like did the tour. We saw the original mug Bernie Brewer used to dive into, like, and the tour was actually pretty fun. The woman's like making jokes and they stop halfway in between because you get four tokens and are like, we know you guys want beer. Here you go. Go back.
Wait, what's the mug thing? What are you talking about?
So the Brewers, the Milwaukee Brewers, for years, their mascot was Bernie Brewer. And then in the outfield, when the Brewers hit a home run, he has a little chalet and he's up there like dancing and stuff. And then when they score, when they hit a home run, he's in the chalet and he waves and then he goes down a giant slide into a giant fake mug of beer.
Like a dunk tank?
Well, there's nothing in it. Because he's a mascot.
Dude, I was like, Jesus, this is aggressive. I love it.
But that was kind of the joke. The lady's like, yeah, we bought that mug. And she's like, it costs three times what our brewery cost.
That's rad. So were most of the places you guys were drinking like breweries? Like, do they have a lot of microbreweries and stuff up there? I know it's a brewing type town, obviously.
You know, we went to the one brewery just for the tour, but then, I mean, dude, we hit every kind of bar you can imagine. We went to like Kelly's, which is the giant sports bar. We were at the German beer hall. Like we hit like every section of town. And then on Sunday, as my flight was late coming out, we went over to the third ward and hung out at, it rhymes with Denny's, Stenny's. They're famous for their chicken wings. I was a little hungover, so I only got six of them, but they were freaking awesome. Like, you didn't have to ask for them extra crispy. They just knew what they were doing.
Dude, can you help me out? I feel like I always hear about wards. What is that? Is that like a section of town? Like, what's a ward?
Yeah, it's kind of like how, like, there's different, like in Seattle, we have neighborhoods, right?
Yeah.
But, like, down in New Orleans, they have parishes, which are, like, different little areas of town, I think. So, like, wards are just different parts of the town. You know what I mean? Like, Ward 3, Ward 4.
So just, and so that's like, is okay. I wasn't sure. Yeah, for some reason I always thought it like related to like the little like the derricks or the dams or something. It's like different areas that would get flooded or something. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. It's just like areas or yeah, okay.
But they're just numbered.
Yeah.
So like we have like Capitol Hill and Ballard and Queen Anne, and they're like, yeah, we got Ward 1.
I rep
two.
Ward 3.
Yeah, Ward 3 was like, yeah, like
Ward 3.
It's like, again, this Stenny's place is like one of the biggest sports bars I've ever been to. They run shuttles to Lambeau Field, and Jesus. Like it is just Packers fans. And then Sean and I just wearing our Seahawks gear. And like when we got to the airport, I was like, yeah, we are at this giant Packers bar. And this couple's like, were you guys walking around Ward 3? They were like, who are the two guys in the Seahawks stuff?
Yeah, I know. They probably have like a group text message about you guys.
Hawks fan spotted in Ward 3. They're not playing this weekend and around here. But...
Yeah, right. And like a couple people, I don't blame them. They're like, oh man, like is your game coming on weekend? And I was like, oh no, we already lost on Thursday. We're just trying to have pride.
Yeah, it's over. Speaking of pride, how is the Kraken looking right now, boys?
Yeah. Speaking of Pride, it was also Pride weekend in Milwaukee. And at the one bar, like, these two guys were very nice, but I clearly missed, like, the one guy was like, yeah, our friend got married here once. So we come down on the same weekend every year. And I was like, man, that's cool. Good for you guys. And then later my buddy was like, I think he was trying to subtly tell you they were gay. And I was like, oh, yep. Didn't even dawn on me.
That sounds all right.
Right? Because it was very specific. All right. What was I going to tell about too? I don't know. It's tailgating season. I never say this, but Cobb, you should be happy you're not up here. It's fucking cold.
Whoo.
Really?
Yeah. Like, your boy was like, I got back here the other, on Sunday night. And I was like, man, it is freaking freezing. And I want to say they already had a dusting up in the mountains last night.
Dude, that explains a lot. Cause I feel like I had a lot of love from friends in Seattle over the last like day and a half, like especially today. And people were conspicuously silent in September. So yeah, that checks out. The weather turned.
Yeah. Like when I saw you on Thursday for that Hawks tailgate, that might've been like the last of the nice weather.
Oh my God. The weather was beautiful. I was up, I was back for a week and it was like perfect almost every day. I was like, yeah. God, what am I doing leaving this place? It's great.
The reminders are here.
Yeah, no kidding. The only other thing I was going to say about flying out there is there was some turbulence. That doesn't excuse how this mistake happened, but my buddy I'm flying with, we finally get a beer on the plane. He spills his, it's all in my lap, and I'm literally laughing at him like, you're a dumbass. And then I drop my beer, spills all over my lap too. So the poor guy sitting next to us just kind of laughing at us. When we checked in for our, like at the airport bar, this couple's like, I recognize you two guys. You were sitting behind us and spilling beer on yourselves. We were like, yeah, that was us. And then as we get to the seat, some dude, like, he's like, hey, Ted, did you ever wash your shorts? And I was like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah, I took a shower. And I'm like, who's that? And he's like, that's the dude that was sitting next to you.
Oh, my God. Damn. So you guys got roasted.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, you know, that's the good and the bad about people like us. Like, we could be annoying, but it's like, they're having so much fun. Like, they're not causing any harm except to themselves.
Yeah. Dude, that tailgate we went to was so fun too, man. I haven't been in that kind of atmosphere for a while. And like, especially us together, I think the last time was that UW tailgate, but like us out there, just like rifling Miller High Lifes in the sun, rare, felt good. Thank you.
Yeah, and how about and taking the light rail? Like, I mean, with that light rail, shout out to it. I'm all about it now.
Oh, yeah. About that action, boss.
Matt, they've only been open in Northgate less than a week. On Thursday, I took it up to Northgate, had lunch with some friends, came back down to the city, scooped up Sean and Cobb, and then we got right back on.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm using public transportation.
Yeah. No, now that it's here, you know, it's a nice thing. Like, you go to those other cities on the East Coast and it's so fun and so easy and just like second nature.
Yeah. And I mean, and Cobb will test this too. Like, when you're on a train going down to the stadiums, like, we're BSing with people. Everybody's talking about they've already done shots. We've got like a 12 pack of beer and like Fireball with us. It's like, it's goddamn game time. Let's go.
Let's go. I love it.
Oh, man. All right. Let's take a quick break here and then we'll come back and get some emails and stuff going. All right. As always, thanks to our sponsor. Remember, they rotate, so we're never sure who they are. That's kind of the joke. Some people email me and I'm like, well, that's kind of the joke, folks.
You have no clue.
I hope it was something cool, like a university we've never been to or a women's sex product.
I like when they go back to back with like a you should go to Harvard ad and then like a dating site or like, yeah, something set like, a you know, local singles near you.
Cobb, we got some emails.
Oh, yeah. Official draft rules. Haha. All right. I'm at work with a lot of downtime, so I thought I'd give you my idea for the food draft. I'm thinking of this as a team. You can only fill one position and fast food restaurant is on the table. Serpentine draft. Once that item is picked, it's off the table for the rest of them. You go burgers, fries, drink, dessert, nugget, seasonal / discounted, chicken sandwich, tacos, breakfast. Jaden.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. The only one that kind of throws me off is just like there's such a variety of tacos and fries.
Yeah, fries do span the gamut. I mean, from like, you know, quote unquote America's fry, which is McDonald's, all the way to like, you know, Ted's obscure Arby's love for the curly fry.
I feel like it's high on the chart, man. I got a bag of frozen ones in my freezer.
Well, and, you know, people from Juanita or Jack in the Box fans in general will get this, but the best is when you order regular fries and you get just one curly fry thrown in. That's for one person listening who has that happen all the time. But any stoners out there know what I'm talking about.
Well, dude, it's like Burger King when you get fries and there's a couple random onion rings in there. It's like, I see you, King. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay.
Working his magic on us lonely serfs.
Blessed.
Right. I like the idea of the guy shoveling him in and he's like, and two of these, go get it.
Dude, just doing God's work back there in the kitchen, you know, like low on the totem pole, but number one in our hearts. All right. Went to Seattle to watch. Oh, we haven't heard from this character in a while. Dude, nice. Good to see him in the emails. Went to Seattle to watch my Rams win in person, got some popcorn, blacked out in Capitol Hill, and missed my flight home Sunday morning. Successful weekend. Miami Jake. Or Vegas Jake? IDFK.
I mean, look, missing a flight's terrible, but I do respect you. Like, screw it. I'm having a blast Saturday night.
Miami Jake, you know, you're a part of this cast, and I want you to know you could have emailed me and gotten free popcorn. You're a staple here. So, but I know you have a Lambo, you can afford it, whatever. So thank you for throwing some money at us, sir. It's like that thing, Ted, like once you're rich, everything's free, you know?
Oh yeah. Everybody, that's like, everybody knows that's like the thing, like famous actors and everything. It's like, yeah, now that I'm famous, I can afford it. They just send me free stuff. Or like people in bands, they're like, I just scrape all my money together for my first guitar. It's like, now that I can afford them, they just send them to me.
Yeah. Miami Jake. Love it. Hey, greatest podcast in all the land. This year, what stands out for me for a first-time experience was wearing a bikini. Oh, we had a recent experience that's like common for others. It's like things people have done. Mine was eating a crepe.
All right.
So this year, what stands out for me for the first time is wearing a bikini. I didn't even wear shorts for most of my life because I had such a negative view of my body from old childhood comments. But this year, I challenged myself to face the fears head on. And I'm happy to say I did it and felt totally normal and comfortable doing it. I even wore shorts this summer and feel great in them too. The best fashion you can wear is self-confidence. It looks amazing on every body. Michelle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Good work. I know. I have a few friends, female friends. I'm like, just wear shorts. And they're like, I don't like my legs, this and that. I'm like, I think that's just women judging women. Most guys are like, yeah, wear shorts.
Yeah. Guys honestly love to see legs out there. Michelle, that's seriously freaking cool. Matt, you used to train her, right?
Yeah. Still do. Dude, yeah. She's been crushing it.
Confidence up. Hell yeah. Nice. Yeah. Michelle. She's crushing it. I love that.
Awesome.
All right, that's it, boys.
Oh, just two this week. Okay.
That was three for you, those of you keeping track at home. It's rare that I can get one up on Ted, so I take every opportunity.
Well, screw it. As long as we're rolling around, rolling along, let's see what's Matt in, if he can remember. Before the cast, you didn't seem sure.
Yeah.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Mattening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Matt.
So I didn't remember. It was pretty, I laid low like all weekend. I went with my girlfriend. We saw her niece. And that was a ton of fun. She's always wants to do exercises and Yeah, I was just being a mad scientist out in the garage. I got this new, like, there's the TRX, right? Are you guys familiar with that?
Yeah. Like the TRX, like the two like ropes or whatever. You can do like pull up or like put your feet on them and do push ups, that stuff, right?
Yeah. The TRX suspension straps. And they were one of my first like certifications when I got into the game. And then I found out they have a TRX for golf one. And it's super bitching. And but they have this thing called the TRX Rip Trainer, which is like almost $200. And I don't have one, and no gym I've ever worked at has. But I've gone to the conferences and seen it, and this course is using it. And it turns out you can wrap an exercise band around a golf club and then jam the other side of the exercise band in the door. And it'll do the exact same damn thing. So I was just out there feeling like a mad scientist and like figuring out all these like rotational sequences with the modified TRX Rip Trainer that I just like came up with because I understand the concept, and had a great time. And, you know, then I went and like tried it out and I was smoking them, dudes. Like, yeah, it's super bitching. So I don't know. I've cared about fitness for a long time. I've cared about golf for a long time. Not as long as fitness, but yeah, they came together in a big way this weekend and the swing's feeling good.
Yeah. I got to talk to you after the cast. I feel like all my golf shots go to the left. And then even when I kick soccer balls, for whatever reason, I always seem to hook them.
Oh, wow. You're a hooker.
So I'm like, there's something's off of my body that everything keeps hooking left.
Yeah. Interesting. Some sort of imbalance somewhere. Dude, yeah, the body is wild. I've also been doing this anatomy course I told you guys about last time that is just like blowing my fucking mind, dude. I mean, like, I don't know. I go to my clients and I talk like I'm like super passionate about my continuing education. And then it's like smash cut to me just getting high and watching anatomy 3D art videos where they're explaining all this stuff and just thinking it's the coolest thing in the world. And, you know, It's a fun way to educate myself. It's like, what a time to be alive. Like, I can feel myself getting smarter, but it's like a, you know, course that I got on the internet from a targeted ad from some dude in Bulgaria that just has cool technology.
Actually, everybody knows Bulgaria is famous for good golfers and very fit dudes.
And their split squats.
Their split squats. God damn it, man. It's goddamn split squats. Then you got to superset it in with regular squats. And I'm like, I just want to put these 30s down.
Yeah, split squats are fun.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time. Let's check it.
Cough topic.
Sorry, right, boys. That's just the part of the workout I hate. And it seems like the like regular squats, like those goddamn split squats.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, at the risk of sounding like a total psychopath, Matt, there's some cool videos. There was like this video series that was made where it's a surgeon, a coroner, and like a general practitioner doctor, and they actually have like a live cadaver, not live, but they have a cadaver in like a film studio, and they slowly pull this body apart and show you how everything connects. It's a three-part series, but like they follow a nerve from like the bottom of your, you know, from your neck all the way down to the end of your toe. And like they like pull the lungs out and show you, they show you like, they'll like, you know, stimulate the muscle. So like the hand collapses and stuff. Like it is insane. And you alternate between being fascinated and like covering your face and just peeking through like, oh my God. Like At one point they open the guy's knee up and they're just like, I mean, it's raw, dude. It's raw, but it's pretty cool. And they're so cavalier. I mean, even at one point, I don't want to spoil it, but they take the person's brain and they put it into a meat slicer to slice down, or they call it like this like specialized tool. Like, let's be real, dude. It's an effing meat slicer. And they take these thin slices so they can actually point out the sections of the brain. Like, so then you view it from above and they'll show you with slides like, hey, this is the nucleus accumbens. This is, you know, whatever, your pineal gland. And like, this is the amygdala. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been watching some autopsies as well, but it's because it's part of Squid Games.
Dude, I still haven't seen Squid Game. Is that been cool?
I haven't seen it either.
You were talking about it a lot.
I am. We watched two on the plane, and then I almost finished. I only have two episodes left. Like, when this hockey game's over, I'm going to pound out two more episodes and finish it.
Wow. It's one season?
Yeah.
How many episodes?
9, I think.
Okay. Pretty intense, huh?
It is so intense. I'd heard about it. I wasn't expecting what to happen, but I won't give too much away, but like when players are eliminated, I audibly like yelled on the plane. I was like, oh, like, oh, okay. I did not realize that was going to happen.
Ted, here's my question for you. You watched that Formula One thing and ended up like, what is the Drive to Survive? And you ended up really into Formula One. What is Squid Games going to get you into? How many more obscure sports can we cover on this cast?
It's just kids games. You've already played them.
Kids. Okay. I thought like people were like getting murdered or like, I don't know. I don't know what kind of, okay. Yeah. I don't know what Squid Games is, but it doesn't sound good. All right. But you know what? We don't kink shame or fetish shame on this cast. So, all right, let's jump into the cop topic.
Well, I'm just like, I don't want to give too much away. It's worth watching. I was like, it'll catch. You're just like, holy cow.
Yeah, I might crank an episode out tonight.
Yeah.
All right. So this one, we might have done this. And if we have, I have an alternate. So let me know. But so right now, I don't have my apartment yet in Austin. So I'm living in this, it's like a community, I would say. Not really a cult, but that'd be cool. I'd be open to that. But it's like, it's converted nursing home. So there's 30 bedrooms and everyone lives together. There's a communal cooking area and stuff. It's pretty cool. We did a jiu-jitsu class tonight. I realized that about half the people here are like way younger than me. And, references just don't hit and whatever. The music's a little different. And so the cop topic is kids of the 80s to mid 90s. When did you realize you were getting old? Have we done that before?
So the first one for me, and Matt will know who this is, but our buddy we used to work with, and he still works in the industry, Bryce.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in a conference room. It's like after work. I forget what we're doing, and I'm just BSing, and somebody said something about Jesus. And I was like, you talking about Jesus Shuttlesworth? Like, Jesus, Jesus. And Bryce is just looking at me, and I go, you've never seen He's Got Game? And he's like, no, dude, I'm like 20. And I was like in my early 30s. And I was like, oh, that hurt. Like, he's right. But I was like, that was like the first time I was like, oh, shit, I'm getting old.
God, man. For me, it was, I was at work and one of the employees at the popcorn shop had never heard of Missy Elliott. And like at that time we were filming this little thing for Netflix and even the dude behind the camera puts the camera down and he goes, dude, Missy Elliott, man, what the f-? Sorry, Matt. It was hilarious.
Well, that's the other funny thing that makes me feel old now is bars have 90 nights. And it's yeah. Or like we just played and I was like, oh, these were like the jams back in the day. And I'm like, oh, this is like fun for you guys. This is like a throwback.
Yeah. This is like a goof. Damn, yeah. This is my life.
All right. Well, this will go out on an Odyssey platform. So this is okay to say in general. And I'll say I listen to them more than KISW these days. Hot 103.7.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in and just being like all the throwbacks. And I'm like, what do you mean throwbacks? Like all of these songs are bangers that like, yeah, they're a couple of years old. But oh, what do you mean that was Nelly Hot and Her was 20 years ago now? Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, Hot 103.7 throws me off too, because like it's kind of a joke that it's like soccer mom rap.
Yeah,
but some of those songs they play, like we weren't supposed to listen to when I was like a teenager, and now it's like, no, this is the easy, comfortable stuff for the soccer mom.
Yeah.
Dang, boys. So feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. When did you realize you were getting old?
Yeah. Well, reference point, right? I mean, your back and knee telling you you're old aren't the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. I just want to say real quick, as somebody who moved to Seattle, I'm obviously part of the bandwagon. Seahawks are not going to be good this year, but I promise everybody I'm going to wear more Seahawks gear this year than I have any year. Just to be like, listen, I'm in.
It's full commit now. I like that.
Yeah, this is Ted's rite of passage season.
Yeah, that's why we were in Milwaukee on a Sunday. I was like, we're putting on Seahawks stuff. Like, we're repping, awesome. Win or lose.
But Ted, I want you to know it's kind of like a divorce. Like, you get into it, and like, if you move to another city, it's going to take you 10 years to work your way out. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just go back to the what are they now? Just the Washington football team?
The Washington football team.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, yeah. So, like, we want you. But if you're in, you're in. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. All right. Yeah. We'll be back next week. I love the cold weather, but I'm like, it'll probably be warmer. Today, for the record, was the coldest October day, I think, like, almost ever in Seattle this morning.
Oh, it was like, for real?
Yeah, SeaTac was like at like 35 overnight.
Yeah, I thought I saw something in the 30s, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, it felt really cold. And I was just like, you were in Palm Springs for too long, dude. You're a pansy now. And then I was like, my phone, I saw it, and it was like 38 or something. I was like, okay, no, that is very cold.
Oh no, it's legit. Like, when I got back from Milwaukee, was oddly humid. So, like, when we got back, I was like, oh, I am cold. But anyhow, yeah, we'll be back next week. Matt, we didn't take a second break, so just throw it in wherever it'll fit.
We won't need to.
Yeah. All right. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.